From Radio Sausalito in beautiful Sausalito, California, I'm Mitchell Field, and you are on the field trip. Welcome to The Field Trip, a few minutes of conversation each week with some of the most interesting people in the Bay Area and Marin County. I talk to artists and writers, actors, directors, musicians, some of the people who make the Bay Area a fun and a fabulous place to live. So let's get right to it. Well, one of my favorite Bay Area theater companies has done it again. Last week, the San Francisco Playhouse opened their West Coast premiere of the Tony Award-nominated comedy, which I'll refer to as The Mofo with the Hat. It's the fourth time they've presented the work of playwright Stephen Adley Gyrgyz. It's a story of addiction, friendship, love and loss, and a misplaced hat. The play's director, Bill English, who also designed the perfect bi-level set for this show, says that the characters are people that most of us would avoid on the street, but they are poets and masters of wit who express themselves eloquently and capture our compassion. The play features a wonderful cast of five, including my guest on today's field trip, actor Rudy Guerrero. Guerrero, who plays Cousin Julio, graduated from Boston Conservatory with a degree in musical theater and earned his master's in acting at ACT. He's appeared at many of the top Bay Area venues, including Foothill Music Theater, where he won a Bay Area Theater Critics Award for his principal role in the play Pippin. One reviewer of Hat said that Guerrero steals every scene he's in with an electric performance that's both gutsy and sincere. I certainly agree with that, and I'm delighted that Rudy Guerrero has taken time out from a busy performance and rehearsal schedule to talk with me today. Please welcome to the field trip, Rudy Guerrero. Rudy, welcome.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
First, let me congratulate both you and the San Francisco Playhouse on a terrific show. The reviews are uniformly good, and that must make you feel good.
Oh, it feels wonderful. Yes, the critics and the audiences have been overwhelmingly positive about the show.
They really have been. I was there opening night, and it's not often that you have the audience whooping and hollering at the end of every scene, let alone the end of the show.
Yeah, that's pretty rare, and it felt great.
Well, you did a great job, and you sure deserved it. Tell me a bit about yourself. Are you a Bay Area native?
I am not a Bay Area native, actually. I was born and raised in Hawaii. I moved here in my early 20s and started immediately working in the theater circuit here in the Bay Area. And after several years, I had decided to go back to school, figuring that, I guess, theater is going to be my career. So I, like you said earlier, I went to the Boston Conservatory and got a Bachelor of Fine Arts degree in musical theater. And it was my time at the conservatory that I realized that my strongest asset was my acting. So I decided to further pursue my education and luckily got accepted to the American Conservatory Theater here in San Francisco, and that's where I got my master's degree in acting. And I've been working in theater steadily ever since.
One of the critics said that the most delightful character in this play is Cousin Julio, who you play.
Cousin Julio is the cousin of Jackie, who's the main character in the play.
And Julio is a truth teller, isn't he?
Yeah, he tells it like it is. He's not afraid to express exactly what he's feeling or thinking. But the great thing about Julio is his loyalty to Jackie. He will do anything for Jackie.
Yes, he will. He's a strange character. Julio seems to embody the only softness in this whole show. In a world of very hard edges, Julio is a soft guy and a hard guy. Explain that a little bit about his two sides.
Oh, that's an interesting question. Yeah, the characters all have hard edges in this play, and Julio is sort of the heart of the play. And like I said earlier, he has an enormous amount of love for his cousin and goes to great lengths to help him and protect him. So in the play, Julio is a massage therapist, a men's body groomer, and a notary public. He likes to work out really hard at the gym, and he's had a difficult life. He's been teased and picked on and bullied most of his life for being effeminate. And I think he overcompensates for that by working out really hard at the gym and being a muscle man. He is married. You never see his wife in the play.
Right.
but her name is Marisol, and happily married, actually. And so we don't really know. It's not really said in the script whether he's gay or whether he's just a straight man who's very effeminate. We don't know. But he is effeminate, and he is married. During the play, Julio joins his cousin and is ready to throw down and get into a fight, if need be, to protect his cousin. And when he's in that mode, he takes on a Van Damme persona. Van Damme as in Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Right.
He envisions himself that tough and that good a fighter.
And he cooks empanadas on his balcony grill.
Yes, he does. And I'm actually cooking food on that grill.
Yes, I figured that. Well, now you play the role with a Hispanic accent. Is he a Puerto Rican?
He is Puerto Rican. And that's one thing that I needed to prepare for. I played characters in the past that had spoken with Puerto Rican dialects, so it was just a refresher course for me. And I had the opportunity, again, this time, to work with a wonderful dialect coach named Lynn Sofer, who helped both myself and the other characters who had to speak with New York dialects to get that just right.
She did a great job. I love the way that your character calls people papi.
Yeah, it's a regular term of endearment used in the Hispanic community.
Tell me, did you fall in love with this character when you read the script?
It's hard not to fall in love with this character because he's just so full of love. But to be honest, I was also quite intimidated in preparing for this character. And I say that because when the show was performed in New York, similar to here in San Francisco, the critics and the audiences loved it. And the actor who created the role of Cousin Julio, by the name of Yul Vasquez, was particularly singled out as being wonderful, and he was nominated, actually, for a Tony Award. So I felt like I had really big shoes to fill, and that made me anxious and nervous. And in my preparation, I read all I could about what even Adley Geergis and Yul Vasquez had to say about the character, and I took it from there. Actually, Stephen Adley Geergis, in the script, has some author's note, and he particularly has a note to the actor playing Cousin Julio. And he says to that actor, don't overdo it. And I can see why he says that, because it would easily be able to fall into an outrageous stereotype. And that's not what Julio is about. And so during the rehearsal process, I said to our director, Bill Inglis, I said, you know, during this process, I will and probably go too far. So please, when I do, pull me back. And that's exactly what he did. And so, you know, we tried really hard to find a balance of the humor and honoring what the character is really about.
Well, you got it. I think you nailed it, because you do certainly have a character there that has a lot of the funny lines. He gets lots of the laughs. And he's also a character that you sympathize with. In fact, you do really sympathize with all of these characters. And frankly, in this show, you realize that none of the characters, you can't take any of the characters at their word, really, except Julio. He's the only one who says what he thinks.
You're right about that. All the characters, except for Julio, because of their hard edges and because of their addictions, have learned to lie not only to each other, but convincingly lie to themselves. And yeah, Julio is the only character who really just tells it like it is.
He sure does, and you'd really nail the character. It's a really wonderful performance.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Such a fun character to play.
Well, the show is absolutely marvelous. You're terrific in it. And I think you've got a couple of shows in the works now. What's up next for you?
I do have a couple of shows coming up. After this show closes, I immediately start rehearsing the musical Carnival, which will be produced by 42nd Street Moon. And after that show closes, I go into rehearsals for a Carol Churchill play called Drunk Enough to Say I Love You, which will be produced by Theater Rhinoceros here in San Francisco.
Wow, so you've got a busy spring and summer coming up.
I do. 2013 has turned out to be a great year so far.
Well, I think that it's going to be a great career, because from what I saw of your performance the other night, I see a lot of theater and I hadn't run into you before, but I really thought you did a great job in the show, and the show is great. You were terrific in it, and it was just a pleasure to watch.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It's great to hear.
Well, directed by Bill Inglis, The Mofo with the Hat, featuring Carl Lumbly, Gabriel Marin, Isabel Ortega, Margot Hall, and my guest, the delightful Rudy Guerrero, runs through March 16. For tickets and or more information, go to sfplayhouse.org. And Rudy Guerrero, continued success to you, and thanks for taking us on a field trip today.
Thank you, and thank you for having me.
That's Rudy Guerrero, everyone. Well, thanks for joining me today on The Field Trip. I welcome your views and comments on the show, as well as your suggestions for future guests. My email address is mitchellfield@radiosausalito.org. The theme music you hear behind me is the tune Superjet, with the fabulous Marin sax man Noel Jukes up front. It's from the recording The Noel Jukes Quartet, featuring Matt Clark. Please remember that The Field Trip can be heard Wednesdays at the top of every hour at 1610 on your AM radio dial in Southern Marin, countywide on Wednesdays at noon on Comcast Cable Channel 26, on your computer at radiosausalito.org anytime, or 24 hours a day as a free podcast from the iTunes Store. If you like today's show, please tell your friends, and if you didn't, well, please tell your enemies. So till next time, this is Mitchell Field saying goodbye, good luck, and see you then.